Welcome to episode 264 of Fly Away. We're a group of agents from Outlander Travel who get together every week to talk about all things travel. Whether you've been listening for a while or just tuning in, we're happy you found us. We truly believe that travel has the power to change the world, and we want to inspire others to come along with us. We chat about destinations, current events, our favorite experiences, and lots more. We love to hear your feedback and ideas for topics, so be sure to connect with us on our website, Facebook, or Twitter. My name is Sandy, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents, Elizabeth, Donna, Lindsay, and George. What could be more magical than a trip to Walt Disney World? Visiting during Epcot's Food and Wine Festival.
That's more magical.
It's no secret that we are huge fans of this annual event. Food, wine, beer, demonstrations, and music. There is something for everyone, so let's dig in. And I'm leaving in 2 days to go back. So number two this year. I'm so excited.
Wow. Yeah. So the very first time I went to Food and Wine, I didn't know what it was. It was on my honeymoon. And we booked all these dining reservations. Most of them at Epcot. We were staying at Boardwalk. And we regretted it. We kept walking by those booths. And we were so full after eating these huge meals. We finally broke down one night and stopped at the New Zealand booth and got lamb. And I can't say we had no regrets because we were really full. We waddled back to the resort, but it was delicious. And we were like, we have to come back for this. And we did for several years.
I love it. Yeah. I get sad if I don't go. I mean, it makes me so sad if I have to skip a year. Like, I think I had to skip last year. No, not last year. Maybe 2 years ago I had to skip it. But.
Lindsay,
if that's funny.
Huh?
This was my first year. I've never been there before.
Last year was my first year, George.
Okay, I'm in good company then.
Maybe. So, I don't think I missed an entire year. I think I only got one day of a festival 1 year because I was on a Mediterranean cruise with my husband, and I cried the whole time that I was whining about missing Food and Wine Festival. And he's like, I'm going to throw you
overboard. I can see that.
We're all like, yeah, we might have done that.
That's how you know you have a problem when you're on a real vacation and you're missing Disney. I get more excited about Food and Wine than I do about Christmas.
It's the best time of the year to go. I love it so much.
Well, and it's also during Halloween, so it's like two of the best things ever at the same time.
Well, and also after they got rid of all the nice Christmas lights at Hollywood Studios in the back lot, it's not quite the same with all the Christmassy stuff.
That was at Christmas.
Yes. So I'd rather go to Food and Wine because I get to eat.
Yeah. Eat and drink.
Mm-hmm. Although Epcot has been doing, you know, they've kind of expanded their festival thing into other parts of the year, which I love. Mm-hmm. And I love going to those other festivals too. But the Food and Wine's like the original.
Yeah. So because it is sort of the whole mood of Epcot. I mean, that whole, or at least a World Showcase, where it's food from around the world, where the other ones are like during the Flower and Garden Festival, they have things that are related
Now you can call that the Food and Garden Festival because every year there's more and more food booths.
Well,
and they're realizing we all want food.
Yeah, even the Festival of the Arts, it's all food. But again, the Festival of the Arts is more about presentation, not
like
necessarily
deconstructed.
Food and Wine is just it's the perfect adult trip. And actually, next year, so I haven't gone every year. I don't wine if I don't get to go. Wine, get it? But I do really enjoy it, and I do tend to find myself down there at least for a day or two during Food and Wine. And but it's the perfect adult trip because it is the beverages are for the most part alcoholic. The food is for the most part not chicken McNuggets and French fries, so it's a little bit more adventurous. You can get escargot, you can get spicier dishes, and just things that some of the younger members of your family and George would turn their nose up at. So we're doing a birthday trip. One of my friends is turning 50 next year, and that's what she wants to do, is go to Food and Wine Festival. So we're doing a girls trip. Yeah, I think it's an excellent choice. We're super excited about it. And we may also drink around Hollywood Studios too, because we were talking about that on a previous episode, and I was like, so I mentioned it to her. But George, what did you think? I mean, if this is your first Food and Wine, and you are a less adventurous eater, I think it's safe to say.
Yeah, I'm, I guess, a comfort food kind of guy. I don't like foo-foo food. I remember the first time I met you, you convinced me to eat escargot. And that was really going out on the limb.
But it wasn't bad, was it?
No, it was actually really good, and I've had it multiple times since. So,
oh, see? Yep.
Welcome.
So, yeah, it did work out. I liked the festival. The variety was great. It was really good at night, but a hot bis soup when it's 98 degrees in Epcot. Yeah. Just, I'm not dealing with that. Yeah. So, I guess it would be better probably later in the season when it's maybe a little bit cooler. But the night we were there was great, and I actually really enjoyed it.
I think that's a big challenge with Food and Wine, because you do need more than one run if you really want to experience a lot of it, because you can only eat so much. Yeah. I mean, you can challenge yourself, but it's 23 booths or so, right? So
it's actually, this year it was 30 marketplaces, but I thought I counted 41. So there must have been some experiences in there too, or different. But the thing is, like, you go later in the season, they keep pushing it out. Like, before, I don't know how many days it was in the beginning, but I know it wasn't from August to it goes from August 29th to November 23rd this year. That's 87 days.
I remember when they pushed it into August. Starting in August.
Started before Labor Day.
Yeah. And now it's, I mean, and in the last couple of years, I thought it ended in, like, November 14th or something, like, earlier. Because I remember it being right at the cutoff.
It used to end with the wine and dine.
Yeah, the run.
And then, now it's like a week after that.
That's why I've always missed it, because we're usually down there for our wedding anniversary the second week of September, and we always would leave just a couple of days before Food and Wine would start, so we were never there for it until this year when they pulled it up another couple weeks, and here we are.
Here you go.
I think last year was the first year they did it right before Labor Day, because I went on that ultimate fall experience or whatever, and that included the Food and Wine Festival. So, well, it included an event related to the Food and Wine Festival, but the festival was going on. And when I first read about the promo, I thought, oh, well, they're doing a preview of the... No. Yeah. It was going on. It had been going on for a few days by the time I got there. So, And the main thing, the main problem I have with that is August 29th, it is still...
Yeah.
And well, even in the evening, it's still really hot. And it is really hard to enjoy some of that food when it's just that hot.
I'm getting there on, I'm going to be enjoying it on Halloween, which you would think late in the season, and it's supposed to be 88 degrees that day. So it's still going to be hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because there's a little bit of shade, but for the most part, you're going from booth to booth buying food. And it's, I mean, you know, you've got a little plate. And your cup,
around the trash can.
And you, yeah, you're sort of hovering
over a trash can, fine dining.
Yes, exactly. And you're having escargot standing over the trash can in France. But there are tables around where you end, but they're all stand up. It's not a lot of sit down, and there's not a lot of shade.
Yeah. For a couple of years, they did this thing with the pass where you got a special little area where you could go eat your stuff or have, I think, didn't they have delivery to, no, they didn't have delivery. They did something, maybe alcohol or something. I can't remember. It was a few years back and I don't think it took off, but I always thought they were going to take those extra tables and like add them in around the World Showcase, but it doesn't seem like they've added anything.
This time when we were there in mid-September and almost right in the middle of September, and it wasn't too hard to find a place to stand for a few minutes, but it was hot. I mean, you know, there's still some.
Well, I haven't been in September in a long time, but I do think those crowds were low.
Yeah, were there. It was more crowded at night.
Yeah. Probably. I mean, I'm expecting the weekend I go this weekend to be very crowded. Well, we're going on Thursday, which is Halloween. And then I kind of think the weekend's going to be nuts, because the weekends do get busier, locals and stuff, but it's also wine and dine.
In the race, the race weekend. It's going to be, that's the weekend I typically go every year, and this is the first year I'm not going. But I can tell you it's going to be crazy because of the race, but then also the locals come out on the weekends and then at night, and that's why the crowds pick up at Epcot. It's kind of a different crowd shift than you see at like Magic Kingdom or at the other parks.
Crowd shift.
The foodies come out at night.
You know, I've heard stories about drunk people at Food and Wine, and there was one time where I saw a guy sort of swinging from the Ireland booth. But usually
about people like climbing the pyramid.
I've heard all kinds of stories, but I don't usually encounter that. So I think it is kind of few and far between. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I just don't go.
I see it every once in a while, but honestly, when it starts getting really busy at night, I usually don't stay.
Yeah. And I try to go on the weekend.
Yeah. I try to go like the only day I can go that's not the weekend is Thursday. And I'm hoping everyone's going to be at the Halloween party, Magic Kingdom. So hopefully it won't be too bad.
The reality of this though is that if you are a foodie and you want to try stuff, you can't do this in one day. They're sample sizes, but they're still not, some of those are a portion size for if you're a smaller eater or if you eat smaller meals. So I think the best way to do it is go with friends and then spread it over a long period, because then you can go back when you to go once or twice a day, spend your time at the other parks and then come in the evening or come in the afternoon for lunch or whatever and try your thing. Cause I did one year my goal was to eat everything in the book. And I was like that for like a few years.
I mean, good Lord.
I couldn't do it. I was there for 2 weeks. I couldn't do it.
it would be so impossible.
And expensive.
and expensive.
The more you go, the less you want to do that though, because I've been going for so long, like 75% of the food they have is stuff they've had, their classic food that a lot of those booths bring back time and time again. And then about 25% of it is your new food. So there's less to try if this is not your first time.
I'm really curious, what is everybody's favorite thing that they tried?
Oh, mine was a new thing this year.
The raclette.
I didn't get to try it.
Oh, I'm so excited that I get to have it again this week. I was looking for videos of it to show my kids. I'm like, you're going to love this.
There's a restaurant in town here that is doing raclette for the season. And I squealed like a little kid when I saw the picture go up on their Facebook page. I'm like, oh, I'm going there this week for dinner.
Oh, yummy.
Like a whole plate of raclette.
Yeah.
I don't think this is the best thing that I had this year. I can't think of, I mean, everything else I think of that I love is stuff that's there every year. Like that.
That's okay. I mean, but what's your favorite?
The nitro truffle.
Mm-hmm. That is really good.
Caramel.
Yeah, they put it in liquid nitrogen and then they hammer it. They like hit it with a hammer and break it open. It's really
good. I had a scallop thing.
That was good. That was really I had that good. Too. Yeah. The scallop. Mm-hmm. In Future World.
Yep.
Was it? Yeah.
Yeah. By, yeah. The land.
The
yeah.
fire stuff, I think.
Yes.
But yeah, I did have
that. That was good. Yeah. And there's like a steak too at, in Canada, and it's the filet from Le Cellier, except a smaller portion, but still a good sized portion. That's an excellent use of your snack credit.
Yeah.
If you're doing the dining plan.
Yeah. They have the cheddar cheese soup over there too. Close.
We really like the teriyaki chicken steamed bun from Japan.
Ooh, I did hear good things about that.
Yeah.
That was good. The, what was that? Oh, the you're going to have to go to the donut place and tell me all about it, because that opened up October 1st.
Yes, the donut place.
The new donut box.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll take one for the team.
Thanks.
Some donuts.
How do you feel about that?
Well, I had to look this year. I have, my daughter is vegetarian now, so I was kind of looking at all the vegetarian stuff. And then one of my friends is going to be there the same weekend, although she's going to the festival on Monday after I leave. And she's gluten-free. Mm-hmm. So I've been sending her some stuff too, because I'm really interested to see how easy it is for her. It was Kevin. She was on the podcast. Mm-hmm. So I want to hear her thoughts because she can't drink certain beers, but she can drink ciders. And there was like a flight of ciders from one of the booths and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I think she'll be able to eat.
I did the cider flight. I did all the beer flights this year. There was nothing that I didn't have a favorite beer this year other than my traditional one. Did you have something? Didn't you have like a sparkling
wine? A blueberry beer or something? I feel like I drank something fruity.
I love how you can't remember.
Well, I usually drink the same things over and over again there.
Drink the same things over and over again anyway. I think I tend not to drink at the Food and Wine Festival because it's so hot. And so that like alcohol mixed with the food is just deathly to me. I did actually think, I think I had a drink this time when I went in the afternoon, thinking I'll just have one drink and then go back because I wasn't going to stay for very long. And I had to take a nap in the afternoon because it just killed me. Yeah. So
when we were staying at Beach Club,
yeah,
which is the perfect place.
The perfect
stay.
Place. Yeah. And I was going to say, I think when I go on the girls trip next year, we're staying at Boardwalk. And it's just, if you, it's good to book early for this. We don't know the dates yet for next year for sure, but based on the last 2 years, it's probably the entire month of September and the entire month of October for sure. And then it's just how far into August and how far into November will it go? So if you're interested, you can go ahead and book. And it's great to grab one of those resorts, the Boardwalk, Yacht Club, or Beach Club. Beach Club is the closest. And you can walk right over to World Showcase and walk right back. It's
that's
great.
That's the best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I did. I popped it. I landed, got to the hotel, checked in, dropped my bags, went over, rode Soarin'. I had a fast pass. And then from Soarin', I did sit most of the stuff over in Future World before the beer just completely killed me. And I had to go back. And I walked back, took a nap, and then came back out in the evening with you guys to do some more.
With the Skyliner now? You could stay at, I think it's Riviera.
Yep.
And that'll drop you right off in World Showcase too.
Yep. And Caribbean Beach attaches to that system as well. So yeah.
And Pop and Art of Animation.
Yep. Yep. More options for sure. So, and we saw that running. It really is. It drops you off right at the ticketing area. I mean, you're right there. So, yep.
Yeah, I am. My friend is going down a date early. And she's staying at Caribbean Beach, so she might try it out before I get there. I'm driving. And then we're going in April, and we're staying at Caribbean Beach, so I'll definitely try it out then. I'll let you know.
Yeah.
For Flower and Garden.
April, you can do it for Flower and Garden. Yeah. So Donna, what was your favorite? Do you remember?
Oh, yes, because I've been dreaming about this. It was in China. And it was like a really puffy tortilla that was had some kind of like chicken or some steak teriyaki in it. It was just amazing.
Was that that wasn't the dumpling in Japan, was it?
It's not a dumpling. It looks like a taco, but it's about a half an inch thick. And it was so yummy.
Was it like a wonton?
No, it's like a tortilla.
So it was open face?
Yes, it was like a gyro or a taco, but it was a puffy taco.
Which one of us is so prepared for this podcast that we have our passport with us and can look it up?
Last year's chicken dumplings with Chinese slaw.
It was from last year.
Oh, from last year? I have all the books from like the last 10 years.
Yeah.
Any of them right here with me. So
Lindsay, declutter.
I know.
I gotta let it go. So like 15 years now, I'm gonna want to pick up my little passport and remember that time I had that amazing crispy pork belly in Brazil.
I mean, to be honest, we just needed last year's passport, so it's not like she doesn't have a use for these things. But
well, one of my favorite things from years past that's not there this year is the tuna.
Oh my god, I have 2017s within arm's reach.
So you skip the year we need.
They've got China in there. Maybe they had it too.
I'm looking right now.
Well, and that's the strategy too, is you sort of want to look at the passport or the list before you go and figure out which direction you want to head and where you want to start and stop, because that's usually my plan is to go, you know, the Canada to
bet I know what it was.
What was it?
It was the bao buns that they were doing.
Yes, that's it.
Oh. Beijing roasted duck bao bun, and there was a spicy chicken bao bun.
Oh.
I think it was the duck with the hosan.
Yes, that's it. That was my yummy thing.
Aren't bao buns closed up at the top, and they have the little like a little dumpling?
They don't.
Yeah, I think
it's like a little taco.
Oh.
The ones they do at the festival don't close all the way.
Okay.
I'm seeing the picture of it now in my head from last year.
Yep, that's it. That was the yummy thing.
So I know in the past year, one of my favorite things was the flight at the America Pavilion. And I think it was like the first year that they introduced craft beer into the, you know, because it was the Food and Wine Festival. You could get cocktails and you could get wine, but there was really not other than their standard beer selections. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it was maybe 7 or 8 years ago. It might have been as many as 10.
Not long ago.
Introduced craft. Do you know Lindsay? Lindsay would know.
It's been a while. I mean,
well,
8 or 9 years.
Yeah, and you know what? I went with
the wasn't it the same year that they started charging for the wine sessions? Because you used to be able to go do the tastings for free.
Nothing's for free now.
Yeah, no, and now the festival center's done.
Yeah, I feel like it must have been like 2009, 2010, something like that. It was definitely after 2008 because that. Okay. Yeah. But it could have been 11 or 12. But yeah, that was a big deal to me that they introduced craft beer.
Well, I always get the hops in the American Pavilion.
That's only been the last few years.
You're familiar with the band Hanson?
Oh, yes. They have a brewery now.
They're in beer, and now they sell it at a pot, which I think is hilarious. And so I always have to get it.
So my thing I have to get every year now are those... the French fries covered in gravy with beef.
Poutine.
The poutine, but it's like, it's a special kind of poutine. And now they took it, I think it was a festival fair at one of the booths, and now it's at the refreshment port. It has it all year round, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then they'll bring out special ones for the festival. Have
barbecue on it and stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, they had one this year with barbecue. They had,
brisket one too.
Yeah. I think there's the brisket one that I had that I love that so much, but it just fills you up and then you can't eat anything else. Take your friends, people. Take your friends. I'll get something different. That's my favorite time when I go with my friends, and then you get, everyone gets something different, and then you just split it up. And
the little corned beef sandwiches were really good. The little sliders, those were amazing.
Well, I'm going to have 4 teenagers with me, so it'll be interesting to see.
You're not going to get a bite of anything. 4 teenagers.
Well, I want to eat the steak thing. That's why he kept wanting it over and over again, was the steak.
From Atelier?
Yeah, well, then there was another one, too. It was over at the, the fire and all those.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, over in that section. He'll eat that. And, yeah, Ellie's going to eat vegetarian stuff. But the other two kids, it'll be interesting to see.
They had a whole booth that had Impossible meat. But, you know, right. They had the Impossible burger and various... Mm-hmm. versions of the Impossible stuff.
Yeah, they have like a Brazilian bread that's gluten free, a cheesy bread. Yeah, it's.
Oh, I tried that actually. It was really tasty.
Oh, yeah. I remember.
Try that. So, did you partake of any beverages?
I did. In fact, there was one we liked so much that I managed to find it here at home. So we did the first one in Canada. I don't drink beer. We're cider people. So we had the cider in Canada and it was okay. It wasn't bad. But in the America Pavilion, they have a black cherry hard cider that was really good. And I managed to find a local liquor store that carries it. So we've already had a few more since we got home.
Nice. The same brand or just another black
cherry? Exact same brand.
Remember the brand name?
I can look it up.
Yeah, I'd be curious. Partially because Chris loves cider and I might want to get some.
That's cool.
It'd be nice to me. He can hear me. So it's important that I say that.
I know. I love to hear about like people discovering new things. What was the one drink? I feel like it was in China. And it was this one year I remember being there and your friend Alice saw me on Facebook saying I was getting this drink and she was like, go ahead and buy two. Because you're not going to want to stand in line again, but you're going to want this. And it had like some kind of weird syrup that's hard to find. Like, I don't think you can buy it in North Carolina because I tried to recreate it. You don't find it?
No, I don't. I have no idea.
Maybe lychee?
14 or something. What's that?
Lychee?
No. In my head, I'm thinking elderberry syrup, but I know it's not that. I know that that's
or lingonberry. Was it in Norway?
It was in China.
That's why I'm thinking lychee.
Fuzzy Ducks in Love. It was something else.
And it's Tipsy Ducks, not Fuzzy Ducks.
Tipsy Ducks. I was like, Fuzzy Ducks? They're changing all the recipes.
We bought the like cookbook that year because Fox was all about the cheese soup. He made us make the beer cheese soup after we got home. But that drink recipe, I'll look it up. I'll look it up and like do it one. Like,
I bet you can get it now, or you could certainly order it.
I remember that you could not get it in North Carolina, but you could get it in South Carolina. And I can't remember what it was called.
Is it alcoholic or is it just a syrup? Yeah. Oh, okay. That might make sense.
Yeah, it was a certain
alcohol. Yeah. I actually have some liquor that is the same. It's a ginger vodka.
Maybe I should look and drink that again.
I found mine.
What is it?
It's called Mackenzie's Black Cherry Hard Cider. It's made in New York, so luckily for me being in Connecticut, it's not that far, so it was pretty easy to get.
We're going to New York in a month, so...
I wonder what a coup it is to have, like, your beer in the Food and Wine Festival, if you're a craft brewer.
It's probably a big, you know, big deal.
I'm sure I'd be thrilled to put one of their beers in the Food and Wine Festival.
And I'm not so sure this one was Food and Wine, because it was in... the really large cup right at the, it wasn't at the Food and Wine. It was at the Block and Hans kiosk.
Okay.
So it may not actually be related to Food and Wine at all.
Almost it's special things for the festival.
I know, so, like, the Sam Adams is seasonal and it changes, like, you know, depending on when you're there. And the beer in Germany changes seasonally too. They bring in like an Oktoberfest.
Yeah, and they had a Schellhofer while we were there last year, and it's a grapefruit shandy.
They have that one a lot, but I know that they don't always have Oktoberfest.
So there was a new one this year. It was like pomegranate, Schellhofer pomegranate, I think.
They had that last year too.
Yeah, the last couple of years. So the other one that they kept from last year was that swine brine drink with the Jim Beam. But it had the pork wing.
Ew.
It was. It sounds disgusting, but it was actually really, really good. Barbecue pork wing on top. It was.
I'd have had to have a few drinks.
Barbecue doesn't have wings. What?
Whatever. Don't.
Yeah, pork don't have wings.
Actually, what is that? I'm confused.
Have wings out there.
So are you saying it's barbecue chicken, or are you saying that it's
no, it's like it's pork. It's like a I'm gonna pull up my picture of it so I can
do not have wings.
Describe this.
Pigs can swim, but they cannot fly. It's a saying and everything.
Right.
We can't have endless silence on our podcast. So we'll keep talking while Lindsay.
Keep talking and I will
while she's looking at her.
Wine ride.
So Sandy, why don't you talk about the Eat to the Beat concert series?
Oh, this is awesome. I love this because they have, so every couple of days they switch up the bands, and it kind of goes from like oldies to some bands that you would remember from like your college years. So I've seen is it Big Bad Voodoo Daddy? So I've seen them a few times. I've seen the Gin Blossoms. I know Air Supply was there one year that Chris was like really excited.
I thought Air Supply came for Flower and Garden. No, maybe it was. Okay.
Yeah, it was there for the house. And then like the guy from the Monkees has been there before. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like a whole range. I know when we were in there in September, it was Christian artists. So I didn't like try to, I wasn't really interested in that.
But she's contemporary. It was Lauren Daigle. So she's contemporary. I mean, she's like, she has a hit right now. So
okay, I don't know who she is. But when I'm there this weekend, it'll be Sheena Easton.
Wow,
I'm kind of excited about that because I remember roller skating with Sheena.
Don't we all?
Yes.
So they so if you can hear this as you're just walking through the American Pavilion too, which is really cool. But you can also sit down and enjoy the band. And there's certain events you can do where you get preferred seating for that too. So if you do the, what's the name of that, dinner thing, Lindsay, that where you get preferred seating?
Oh yeah. So there is a lanyard. I think it's I think you would still get the package.
I'm talking about when you pay, like, it's like $150 a person and you go and you do like the samplings where the chefs are there.
You can party for the senses.
Yes.
Party for the senses.
If you do party,
there's something else that you can do that's with the Eat to Beat concert series and you get reserved seating.
Yeah. There's a couple ways you can do it.
Yeah.
And depending on when you go, you might not need it. You can just go.
Yeah. I feel like they do something sometimes for annual pass holders or DBC members, but.
Probably. Yeah.
So, yeah, and you know, it actually, you can do all the things you can normally do in Epcot, and then you just add this to it. So it's not like you have to dedicate your time just to the Food and Wine Festival, but you probably want to.
Yeah.
You're not going to walk around and smell that and not.
Well, that was exactly our honeymoon. We went to dinner at Epcot almost every night, and every night we were like, we did not have room to try any of this stuff. So yeah, never. Now, whenever I go to, when we go to Food and Wine, that is our meal. That is the plan. And the fact is, you can easily drop $50 at Food and Wine without even thinking
about it. 50? Yeah. Try like a really ridiculous amount of money without even realizing. You're like, oh, this $5 thing, this $8 thing. And the prices, they went up a little bit this year. I did notice there were some $10, $11 items before, you know. When I first started going, it was about 2 to 4 to 5. Yeah. Now it's creeping up there, but
just shows how old we are.
Yeah. You're
But it's a good use of a snack credit. Like I was saying, if you're on the dining plan, you can use your snack credits for a lot of those things. And you can also convert a quick service meal to 3 snack credits, but you're missing out on your beer.
There has to be 3 things at that booth.
Right. It's in one transaction. So if there are 3 of you and you all 3 want like the steak, that's a really good use of it. But like if you were going up to the food or the kiosk for the fish and chips, then if you use your snack credit there, you can get a beer too. So you have to kind of think about that. You know, it's just.
Wait, what?
You gotta do
Disney. That's not credit. No,
that's your meal. Said. Okay.
Thank you for correcting me. So no, like if you go and use your quick service meal, getting your fish and chips, you can get a beer. Yes. But if you go to like a booth and you get your 3 things, you don't get
beer. Right. So. Well, and pricing, it's interesting because the show notes that I believe, who wrote these? Sandy?
No.
You wrote them? Okay. Oh, you wrote them? This is $4 to $11. Tell me what was $4 because I did not see it. I did not see anything that was $4.
So that came off of Disney's.
Okay. There may be one item in all those booths that's $4 and I just didn't see it, but.
I bet you it's a cookie.
It could be.
It probably was like a cookie or something.
Yeah, I think the cheapest thing I saw was $4.75.
Yeah.
And everything else was in the $8 to $10 range.
What I usually do, what I always do actually, is load up a gift card with however I want to spend, because that's the easiest way to, keep track of what you're spending.
Regulate what you're spending.
Yeah, I mean, it's very convenient. You know, it's just, it's so easy and it's a good way to.
I think the first time I used my Magic Band at the Food and Wine Festival, I was surprised at the results of that. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. See, it's like boop, boop, and you just keep booping and you're not thinking about it. And then you get the bill and you're like, whoa.
Yeah, see, if you
I could have been at Victoria and Albert's.
if you're like, I'm going to spend $100 on all my food and wine for the week. No, you're not.
Yeah, no.
If you have that gift card, when you get the receipt, it'll tell you what's left. So you do have you have it in your head. Yeah. You know.
Well, and you can reload it. So if you're like, I'm going to spend this much today at the Food and Wine Festival and then this much tomorrow, you can actually just load that amount, which is also nice for the children and the family or whatever. It's like, here you go.
Yeah.
And when that runs out, you're done. No more food.
Another thing too is they sell the gift cards are really cute. They make them for the festival that are all themed, but they have like this band that goes around your wrist. Be careful with that because it can pop off. So even though it has the springy band, I don't use it. I still keep it like in my pocket or in my purse.
I wore it actually the whole time, but to be fair, I also spent the money on it very quickly. So
I just would be paranoid. I mean, one of my kids lost a gift card one time with like $40 on it. So we've dealt with that.
That is definitely a hazard. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Okay. So the VIP experience is what I was referring to. And it's changed a bit from the year I did it, which I think was like 4 years ago. You can purchase a package that includes 8 entitlements for food or beverage of your choice. And there's 35 booths this year. I thought 30 didn't sound like it was enough. You can prepay, and the package includes a limited release festival pin. And then the sampler will be available for purchase at the Festival Center, the Festival Shop, Journey Pavilion, and Festival Boutique, available daily. And then you get this cool little plastic lanyard, and there's 4 tabs on each side that break off and you use them. And I just remember the stress of going around and writing down the pricing next to everything in the book to try and figure out what I should be using my
to buy
little things for. So I got the most expensive.
And how the dining plan is too. You know, I mean, like you don't want to, I mean, like if I'm going to use a snack credit, I would love to use it on the steak or the lobster bowl, you know, rather than the cookie. But
know. Although I don't think you can use the snack credit for the lobster roll. And that's the thing, too.
You, I have not, a pass. I don't know if it is.
Not every item in the Food and Wine Festival takes a snack credit. The more expensive ones will not allow a snack credit.
Right.
You have to look on the board, on the menu, there's a little symbol that tells you if it's
But I think that's different. I think that's...
I'm not doubting you, but I can tell you. I mean, like the lobster roll, I remember there have been years where it's excluded. Maybe this year it was included. Maybe they made it smaller or something, but...
I don't know. I remember using it before, though. So I know... Well, yeah, it changed. Yeah. I mean, I don't think they had it there last year, so it does change.
Yeah, year to year it can change. So, George, would you go back to the Food and Wine Festival? The answer to this is yes.
Yeah, definitely. I would have liked to done Eat to the Beat. We've gone to see, I don't know if you guys all know David Cook from American Idol. Yeah. We've seen him a bunch of times locally, and he's been there every year but this year for whatever reason. So we always talk about doing a Food and Wine trip while he's there for Eat to the Beat, but maybe next year. Oh, maybe not next year. We're going to be in Disneyland. Maybe the year after.
Well, and speaking of Disneyland, Disneyland actually has a Food and Wine Festival that is growing. So if you're one of our listeners who's already been to Food and Wine Festival as many times as Lindsay has, and you're like, yo, and I want to do something different. First of all, what's wrong with you? Because it's always a little bit different at Food and Wine. But Disneyland's they've been growing theirs, and it's been expanding. It used to be just weekends, and you know, now it's actually growing out. So that might be something. It's in the spring. It's in a different time of year. So you could do two Food and Wine Festivals in 1 year.
I mean, I'd go there and try it. I have it on. I've heard that Florida's better.
Florida's better because it's bigger.
Yeah, I think they're trying. I think they're trying to bring Disneyland up.
And so they'll get there. Yeah, I mean, it's good.
I would be willing to try. I mean, I think the last time I was at Disneyland, it was weekends only. So it's been a little while.
Yeah,
but I didn't. I wasn't there over a weekend, so I couldn't try it. So
they just have the perfect platform for it too at the World Showcase. I mean, what a better place to experience 35 kiosks from different countries or 35 experiences? Because this year they added like the Donut Box, the Alps, Appleseed Orchard, and was that it? I think there was another new one. I can't remember.
But I think it's funny that the Alps is over by Norway.
Yeah, that's
well. You're not in order.
And for several years, they had an actual cranberry bog. I don't think that's not there now, right?
I didn't see it this year. But
that was always really cool. People could wade out in it.
And if you have a remaker, they have cute little extra pictures that you can do.
They have an Emile's Fromage Montage Challenge this year. The cheese where you eat the cheese that... is it six different places? You get a free piece of cheesecake.
Yeah.
Oh, I totally should have tried that.
It's called the cheese walk. Yeah. Cheese walk. I know. Well, you missed the raclette, but
I did.
That's one of the ones on there that you have to try, and then probably the cheese soup. I don't know.
Probably.
It's probably not something I can do. In
there's cheese over where the nitro truffle is too. There's a little cheese board there. Mm-hmm. That was actually something I really wanted to try, and I got the nice thing about that truffle is it is ice cold. It's like freezing cold. So on a hot day, it's really nice. It melts fast, so you got to eat it fast. But I'm up to the challenge. But then having cheese right after that, it was like, oh, no, I don't think so. And I headed back over.
I know. You always have like these big ideas of what you want to try. And then you get there and it's like super hot or the full.
Yeah. Well, and the older you get, you're just like,
you're drunk.
How will that actually affect me for the next 24 hours? I need to rethink this plan.
It was the Impossible Cottage Pie at Earth Eats, the Black Pepper Boursin Soufflé at the Cheese Studio, the Warm Raclette Swiss Cheese at the Alps, and the Schinken Nudeln in Germany, and the Pão de... I'm going to say this wrong. Queijo in Brazil?
Queijo?
Is that the cheesy bread?
I think it's the cheesy bread, yes.
Okay.
And then you get the complimentary cheesecake at Simmering Sips.
Oh, so you only need to do five, and then you
get five, and then you get the 6-1 free.
One, if you want your entire meal of everything you eat that day to be cheese.
I do not see the problem with that.
Or you need to go a couple times.
I can see the problem.
Bring your passport back, and they do something to it for the cheese.
I was going to say, because you can self-stamp the passport, but.
No, there was something that they asked us when we were getting the raclette. They're like, are you doing the cheese walk? And
there was
go ahead and do it, and you know, so you don't have to do it all in one day. If you're going back, you can do these a couple at a time, then get your cheesecake on your way out. Yeah.
Yeah, we haven't mapped out this girls' trip yet, but I do suspect we're going to be eating almost every meal at a Food & Wine Festival.
Yeah, I mean, especially if you're staying at a beach club.
This has become such a big thing that, you know, I get to cheat now every year doing the prep for this, is calling friends who live down there and go often to find out what to eat, or going on like the Disney food blog. They'll do reviews of every booth and all the food. So you can really map out quite a bit in advance before you go what you're going to, you know, plan your meals.
I'm the opposite of that. I don't like to read stuff beforehand. I like to go and be surprised.
Yeah.
I love that. Like, I love walking up the menu and going, ooh, pierogi. And, you know, like, yay.
So, I like surprises with other things. I want to research food.
I don't know. Is that the fear of missing out?
Yeah.
Yes.
The only thing I like to know before I go is what's new. Like, I am a little bit interested in, is there something that's new that I want to check out? But this year I did not, because we were sort of early, not that early, it had been open for like 3 weeks, but we were sort of early. I didn't do any research. And so even, you know, walking up to the impossible, you know, to find that they had the impossible meat in quotation marks, I was like, oh, that's cool. You know, I didn't know. So,
yeah.
And I know a couple of years ago, they opened that whole section that is now, you know, Food & Wine used to only be in World Showcase, and it has gradually trickled out. And I remember the first year when I walked out into Future World, I went, oh, there's still more booths out here. This is awesome. So I like being surprised like that. I really do. So yeah, I'm the one who won't research, and I'll start shushing you if you start telling me too much.
And then if you still get thirsty, you can always go over to the Coke booth and have the nasty Cokes.
Not anymore. Not for, when is it?
I think it's gone. I'll let you know this week, but the fountain's torn up now.
So. Yeah. I was really emotional when I saw that. I don't want to talk about that. I didn't expect to be. I was like a water fountain. I was like, that whatever, was but yeah.
I have so many pictures of the fountain, though. You know? Yeah.
Well, I'm seeing it all like, come on. Anyway, smashed. That is not the topic of this podcast.
Why are we talking about
Well, the one thing I do miss, like I miss the we didn't try. You'll have to try that lamb chop for me, Sandy. The one they changed it to.
Yeah, it's different. So, right? I have to do it on the download because Ellie will not be happy with me.
Just eat it in front of her.
If I eat lamb.
I used to walk in. It didn't matter where the Australia booth was, but as soon as I smelled that lamb chop with the mint pesto and the potato crunchies, I had to have it. And I would have like two or three in a trip because it was so good and it smelled so good. And then this year's lamb, I'm sure it was probably lovely and delicious and I should have given it a shot, but I couldn't smell anything in front of the booth and I just didn't get in line. Now I'm regretting it. So eat one for me.
If I try it, I'll have to see. The only thing I know for sure is the raclette. I had that twice. All right, guys. Well, that is our show for this week. Thank you for hanging out with us. We would love for you to share your life-changing travel moments with us on our Facebook page. You can find us on Facebook as Fly Away or from the podcast page on outlandertravel.com. Please be sure to subscribe to us and leave a review wherever you get your podcasts. We would love to hear from you. On behalf of Lindsay, Elizabeth, George, Donna, and myself, Sandy, thanks for joining us this week. Gotta fly.